Thank you, Shannon.
Hi, everyone. Good morning. I'm from Xiaomei from iHelp China.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. I'm Xiaomei from iHelp China. My topic today is digital computing in iHelp. Why we need digital computing in iHelp? First reason is increasing experiment and the data warden from the experiment and iHelp put pressures on one single data center in iHelp. Extra resources needed for as a supplement. And the second reason is we have a wide international cooperation from the experiment. We can get resource contribution from international cooperation institutes. Also, there's a very heterogeneous opportunistic resource exists there. So digital computing is the way to integrate all this kind of the resource as a whole. Since that first time talk about digital computing in iHelp here, so here we would like to describe a bit of the history. Digital computing in iHelp was first built in 2012. His purpose is to meet the picnic of the best three experiments. This experiment was 3 petabytes for 5 years. In 2014, the system put into production. At the beginning, resource we can see quite different from the SSD. We have most of the resource we are bench. That only has 20% grid. So in 2015, with more cloud resource coming from the cooperation institute, so we integrate cloud. So resource now is with more cloud inside. Also, more new experiments are coming in. I have like Juno, German Underground Neutrino Observatory. Also, CPC, Circular Electron Position Collider, and also NASA Large High Altitude Air Shower Observatory. So all these experiments express interest on using and evaluating digital computing. Since we are a small group, so to save the manpower and simplify the management, our system involved into general platform for multi-experiment in 2015. Since we are small comparing, I think it's LCG, we are very small group, also small, also most of the size without grid experiment. So we would like keep everything as simple as possible, and we can make size and central administrator as easy as possible. So in our computing models, only has 2 layer. I have just as a central size responsible for node data processing, bulk reconstruction, and analysis. Node size responsible for Monte Carlo production analysis. Size cannot afford to have a storage element. Can only used for Monte Carlo production. Job output directly go to remote storage elements. So data flow just like this. We has central storage in iHelp, and in iHelp, node data we constructed to have dist data for analysis, we transferred from IHAP to size, and the size and Mercalli data produced and size and transpack to IHAP for backup. Here's our resource situation. We have the one site from US, three sites from Italy, and one from Russia, one from Turkey, one from Taiwan, and we have eight Chinese universities involved. We have 10 gigabits per second to US and Europe, and 10 gigabits to Taiwan, and mainland Chinese university. So we can see main bond is okay, but we still have a bottleneck in end-to-end. So we also plan to perform a monitoring to use here to improve the network. Also, join HC1 is also in plan to further improve the network. Now total resource is 3,000 CPU cores with 500 terabyte storage. We build a workload management system based on completely based on Dirac. Dirac, as we know, is originated from HCP. Now it's a common framework. Now Dirac acts as a middle layer between jobs and resource, make a header resource completely transparent to the end user. We use the Ganga and GSAP for massive job submission management. First, we used Ganga for batch experiment. Later, because our platform is used for multi experiments, so we newly developed GSAP for more flexible workflow and general purpose. From the beginning, we use some VM file system to deploy experiment software to remote site. Here we talk a little more about the CVMS setup in IHAP. In 2013, the repository for BAS is created at SEN. Now it's located in SEN Strange Zero. In 2015, I have CVFS string zero is create too, that support an experiment including a CPC or Juno or even more experiment. Only has three repository and about 600 gigabytes now. At the beginning of this year, I have S0 with high availability infrastructure and create for both the distributed computing and local bench. I think the AFS is treating, so we would like CVFS as a universal platform for both the distributed computing and local bench. Also, I have CVFS trained one is created. The most purpose is one of the purposes is to speed up to see a non-HPC software access in Asia. This strained one both served IHAP strained zero, also SEN strained zero, RAW strained zero also has a replication in us. Next step, I plan to have EGI strain one or an OS strain one outside Asia to replicate us, to speak up access of the IHAP software. So I think it's now CVMS is widely used. It would be interesting for the future have something system like CVFS Union. ZZAP, here we talk a little more about the ZZAP because the job submission tool is necessary for every experiment to use the greed and the first beginning. So a lightweight general framework deployed to take care of the life cycle of the task, including splitting, submitting, work control, and stands monitoring like this. We has designed extendable architecture, so experiments only need to has their own plugin to make easy for them to create their own tools. Also, modules designed for job workflow adopted from the direct workflow to make workflows customizable. In these job workflows made of the step and step, it's made of module, and step and modules can be reused. So GitHub just want to make experience life easier when they first try grid computing. For offline database access, we're thinking about Frontier Grid to provide our real-time, more stable data sets in the district computing. One current solution with static SQLite DB on QFS and Miller DB is still not enough. And to make Frontier Grid working for us, we need to allow the Frontier to accept MySQL to be back end, because originally Frontier only accept Oracle. Also, another way we need to things we need to do is bind Frontier with experiment software to allow transparent access from experiment jobs. So if we set up the Frontier, we also can we use the Squid architecture of the CVFS. We set up for CVFS. And to make our performances to support multi-experiments, so we need to do multi-control in Dirac. Warm service already set up to group experiments, including CPC, journal, and BES. And we in Dirac we focus on the resource scheduling and control. From the white picture, you can see a different color represents a different wheel. We can see job and users, pilot. Sites need to configure with wheel attributes. So the scheduler can do the matching and priority control completely based on the wheel and rows. For the metadata file catalog, we build based on the Dirac file catalog. It's used just like a Unix directory, totally coupled with the Dirac work node management system. It combines the replica metadata and dataset catalog. For us, in our case, it's really convenient. Also, we do the performance evaluation. It's quite similar to LFC plus Anga. Permission control, we're just going through Dirac user management, so we allow the separate usage control for each experiment. Currently, our data is about registered about 300 terabytes. We have a central storage element. We use the Storm. We first started with the cache that we switched Storm in 2015, just to simplify the data exchange between local and grid, because we already has experiment data existed in a local file system. We want to easily directly expose to the grid, and the data from grid is easily to accept from bench. So. We use the Storm. It's the only one setup to allow the multi-experience front end with permission control and no matching with worms provide Storm HTTP, HTTP, HDD interface and a back end with local file system attached from each experiment. Currently, now we has this system performance is fine with current load and version. We used the latest Storm version and capacity is about 2.5 terabytes with local existing file system attached. We also help a small, or has a very simple solution, have a small size to have a storage element with Storm. So we now is happy with the Storm. We have some massive data transfers to share data among size transfers between storage element. We directly access a direct service, so the transfer system can support data sets and multi-stream designed for high speed on-hook permission control, just go through the direct user management. So each year about 100 terabytes data transfer between sites is not much, so it's okay with the system we have. With the more the cloud resource coming, so our system also has introduced extension VM Drag with VM Scheduler and to implement cloud integration in an elastic way. VM Bogus is just like a pilot and to pull a job from TaskQueue, and VM contextualization done with cloud init. And because various resource, cloud resource, no. So we support OpenStack, OpenNebro, and also Amazon Clouds. So interface use is LibreClouds, Locky, and Boto. We found this not easy for a general interface to meet all the requirements. Now cloud has become important part of our system. Now it has 6 cloud sites, although it's small, but it's working morning. 700,000 jobs has been processed in the past 2 years. In operation for 1 or 2 years, we found some failures related with VM performance issues, such as VM got stuck, it's not convenient, not easy to track down such kind of failure because it's no log come back from the VM. Also, we had to do the trials on the commercial cloud because Amazon China region just set up the in China, so they provide some support for testing. So we use the best experience to do the test. About 400,000 best low-fi events simulated, so it's a really good success rate. The test are mainly focused on evaluating the CPU price, so we choose the process with very few output. So in the test, we found a proper CPU type that need to be chosen because it's different type that may not be fit your performance and price requirements.
Also, in the price evaluation, we found the price still a little bit high comparing to cell maintenance bench. We use the Amazon market price in China. Also, to improve the site stability and ease the life of the mean and a global size to have a global size sensor view, we build also action-based site monitoring. I think this idea just adopted from the Dirac resource standard system, also from same as dashboard. We hope to have a global view of the site standards. This system consists of two parts. One is information collection and display. In this part, we connect both active and positive information. Active was just some test. We send the test to the site. Positive is just got everything from the job monitoring or under existing policy defines for also automatically. And another part is decision action policy designed for automatic action is taken in case problem. This system is already in production. Total the jobs are 728,000 in 2016. Maximum one job can reach 2,000. This is strange about 300 terabyte directly from the job and produce each year. Because multi-process threads applications are booming in IHAB, also this situation is already in IHAB. To best exploring the multi-core CPU architecture decrease the memory usage per core. Multi-core supports are considered. Currently, it's one pilot to get one job. Now, one thing, simple way just to end the multi-core pilot to get to match the multi-core job. But in this way, with the mixture of the job, some pilots will get starting when different sides of the job is waiting. Now, we're also thinking the second way, standard size pilot with a dynamic partitional slot. Pilots pull and call jobs until internal slots will use up. Scheduling efficiency in multi-support is more complicated than single core. We need to think of more questions like how many pilots lead to the best matching making of the job to the pilot. Here we come to the future plan. Since HPC resource become more and more important to high energy physics data processing, so we're thinking about the HPC Federation with Dirac to started to build a grid of the HPC computing resource. Size is very small, scaling and the related performance studies still necessary to meet possible challenge of the future experiments. And also we're thinking about the data federation with cache to ease the life of the size to speed up data sets and size and free small size from maintenance of storage. Summary. Mature techniques have been used in our system as much as possible to keep it easy, simple life for sites and central manager. Development has done to meet our specific needs of our experiments. Small scale and we are small scale but it's work fine with current resource and no. And But we need to keep out this at once. We're looking for the future. That's all. Thanks.
We're running a little short on time, but do we have maybe time for one question?
This is just a comment for the multi-core jobs and scheduling multi-core jobs. I think if you have a look to the task force that we had in WLCG concerning multi-core scheduling of jobs in the grid, there were many things that were discussed in that forum that can be very useful to better optimize your system to run.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Let's thank the speaker again.